One. Welcome to your daily dose of facts to fight off the liberal gaslighting.
You can be in the middle of a hurricane.
You have sanctuary in the city of Chicago.
Or you can be on a calm day. North is still north. You could be in a thunderstorm.
I am angry. We are not going back. Not ever.
North is still north. People can yell at me.
The hell with the Supreme Court. We will defy them.
North is still north. It doesn't change fundamental things. And in this business, right is still right, even if you stand by yourself.
We don't get fooled again. No, no.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea, we're converting the Marxist left 1 hour at a time on the Wendy Bell radio program.
Hey!
Hello, America, and beyond the fruited plain. Welcome home to the Wendy Bell radio program, your source for common sense, conservative values, delivered by a mom who every day pledges to you to tell the truth, nothing but the truth, so help me, God. We're delighted that you're part of the program, Wendy Bell Radio Network. Join along the live video stream, hop on the chat, join the family, because I think if you give us a little bit of your time, you're going to feel like this is home. And there's always room for you, so welcome. I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Amen. So I got this really fly rental car. Got to tell you all about it, all right? There was a little mishap at our house, little fender bender. And I, you know, I'm not going to tell you what went on because I don't really think it would be fair for me to tell you that my husband backed up into my son's car. I just think that wouldn't be fair for me to put out there in the atmosphere that that's triggered a giant snowball effect that has guzzled up thousands of dollars, an insurance claim, a now rental car, 10 days in the shop, and assorted other hassles because, you know, he's not here to defend himself. So I'll let you guys figure out what really happened in our driveway. But I will tell you, I'm driving a new rental car. Well, it's not new. It's fine, though. But it's got all of these automatic safety things that are programmed onto it. So I'm driving along, beep, 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 beep. And it's got the lane assist, right? So if you veer a little bit, if you kind of drift a little too much, it goes and like drags you back. And if you're too close to somebody, it goes boop, 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 and like flashes and all this stuff. It's so freaking annoying. I can't even begin to tell you. Then if you're backing up, right, and it senses something going on, it slams on the brakes and goes, and it's alarming. It's almost as though I've never driven before and the car is going to make it so much easier for me. What it is makes me feel unsafe, makes me feel like I'm not in control. Until Brock pushed that magic little button and went boop and everything went away. I don't want to be on lane assist. I don't need something to steer my car. I don't want something to bark alarms at me. I don't need to be reminded of how to be responsible. But in the world in which we live today, we are told that we can no longer make these decisions for ourselves, that we in fact need to be bubble wrapped and protected, that there's always some big danger, some fear looming on the horizon. And if it isn't for these people in charge, we might not survive. It's not working. Worked for a while. They were really desperate during COVID until they went over the limit, because I think each of us rationally can deal with some lane assist, right? I can deal with somebody helping me out. I just don't need it to guide every decision I make. And when the government swooped in and lied to us and told us that this was the way it had to be, and those of us who lived in dictatorial liberal states with governors with giant egos and very little aptitude, when they wave that magic wand of tyrannical executive order, I think a lot of us got a taste for what it would be like to be on permanent autopilot. I don't like it. I don't want it. I didn't vote for it. Get out of here, leave me alone. I think what you're getting is in Ohio, this is the big story for me today. It's just wonderful to be able to say that this Trump-endorsed candidate, Bernie Moreno, has won in the Ohio Republican Senate primary. And why this was super important is, I mean, it's multifaceted because it's everything that we've come to understand about living in a bubble-wrapped, lane-assist, cruise-control world. When you forfeit your ability to make decisions for you and you allow the government to open the door and put their foot in, they want to start flooding you with all the propaganda, all the fear tactics. Some people are more susceptible to these mechanisms and these modes of control than others. But what we saw in Ohio yesterday was a decisive pushback, a middle finger, if you will, to the crowd out there that believes we can't make decisions for ourselves. Like the establishment GOP is really the safe place to be. It's that middle lane. It's not too edgy over here on the left where MAGA is driving because they've got somewhere to go. It's not over here on the right where they're like afraid of everything when the Democrats are hanging out. We rejected that. Ohio chose the fast lane yesterday, and it wasn't even close. And these people tried everything to throw at this Bernie Moreno guy because Donald Trump endorsed him. Because Donald Trump said, this is my guy. This is the MAGA guy. And if you're tired of middle lane, slowpoke, cruise control, rhino suck, you gotta move over. Let's go. I love these numbers. This is after, of course, the hit piece on Moreno that the Associated Press put out there, right? That he, back in 2008, had created a profile on some site looking for, you know, adult companionship with another man. Didn't happen. They knew it didn't happen. And they printed the story anyway. Desperation. These are very important things for us to be able to identify because this is the strategy. This is what is intended to drive you into that cattle chute of control. And when I say it wasn't close, like polls closed last night, 7:30. And by 8:30, with 25% of the vote counted, they're like, it's over, lights out. How bad was it, right? Because in the days leading up to this election, we were told, oh, it's going to be a nail biter. Who knows what's going to happen? You've got your establishment guy, this Matt Dolan. You've got another guy who's irrelevant, Frank LaRose. And then you've got Bernie Moreno. And if you're not in Ohio, you're like, I don't care. Yeah, you do care. Because this is a really big Senate race against Sherrod Brown, who is Hacky Hackmore, 2% Liberty score. F-A, for those of you who like Spanish lingo, he's terrible. This flipping of the seat in the Senate is giant if we can make it happen. So what did the vote come down to? Was it a nail biter? That's what we're told right now. Joe Biden, Donald Trump, nail biter, neck and neck, please. You think that? Please get back over into the right lane then. Bernie Moreno, 50.5%. That's the votes that he got. 50.5% of all the votes. He got half of all the votes. His next closest, Matt Dolan, 32.9. Frank LaRose, 16.6. That's six. That means that Moreno got more points than his opponents combined. And that he won every single Ohio county in an increasingly conservative state. Now they have They have a Republican in name only governor. He sucks. He'll be replaced at some point. This is the beginning. This is the separating the suck from the strong. Those who want to go along, bob along like the beach ball on the ocean. Just go with the flow. Status quo. Don't dream too big. It's all going to be fine. Get back in your car, strap in. It'll drive you wherever you need to go. Versus the strong side. It is tired. That is done with control, that is ready for revolution. Now, you can put your hair on fire there and say, she's calling for war. Sure hope it doesn't come to that. Because if there's another cheat, if there's another scam, if there's another virus, if there's another reason to flood us with dubious ballots and results, and if the people who are going to think about doing that think we're not paying attention and we're not ready, you got another thing coming. This is big for Moreno. Trump-backed Republican businessman Bernie Moreno winning Ohio's Republican nomination for U.S. Senate, advancing now in November to the general election against Senator Sherrod Brown. I want you to think about the backdrop of this. I want you to think about the Trump effect. I want you to think about the MAGA faction of the Republican Party, because the party is splitting. Our country's already divided, left over here, right over here. But what is happening more importantly is a restructuring of the Republican Party, well past due. I would have liked to have seen this before George H.W. Bush, but it is happening now. And consider the manner in which this is happening. Despite all of the legal mumbo jumbo, despite the hundreds of millions of dollars that the left expects Donald Trump to cough up because he dared love America and he dared connect with you and with me, someone like Bernie Moreno wins, and it ain't even close. Pay attention, Democrats, because we're getting started. Just getting started. When we come back, my friends, on the Wendy Bell Radio program, 70% of Ohio GOP voters say this about what's coming up in November. I'm going to tell you what it is. We'll fill in the blank next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. I got two polls to drop on you. You know we like polls. They give us kind of good talking points. I'm not so sure I'm putting a lot of my eggs in these baskets. If it's not big data polling by Rich Barris, the People's Pundit, I'm not really all that interested in it. But these are interesting things to chat about. So in Ohio, as this primary was going on and the Republican race was being closely monitored, there was an exit poll, and this is from Breitbart, okay? 70% of Ohio Republican primary voters say it is important for Ohio's next senator to support Donald Trump. Now, that's pretty big. We are seeing an aligning of this party. We are seeing it breaking, and then the sides, the factions, taking their own kind of dugout, right? 70%, strong majority of voters in Ohio's Republican primary Tuesday said they believe the state's incoming U.S. senator should publicly support former President Donald Trump in his race for the White House. This is a CBS News exit poll. 70% holding this belief, broken down into specifics. 55% feel it is very important that Ohio's next senator support Trump. 15% say it is somewhat important. Conversely, 29% believe it is the opposite, that it's unimportant to them that their senator support Trump. Okay. But I think that this is very interesting in what I believe is an increasingly conservative-leaning state. I think for a lot of folks in Ohio, which is considered by the establishment ruling class of suck to be flyover, to be a place that's paid attention to only when necessary, I think the defining moment was East Palestine. It was the in-your-face fireball, the ridiculous decision to torch toxic materials, and then to pretend that the administration was there, boots on the ground, in moments, doing magnanimous things to lead. The folks of Ohio know what happened. They got the shaft. Because in America today, when Democrats are in charge, you get the shaft. You feel the shaft. And when it ruins your water, and it destroys your soil, and it frightens you about cancer, game over. 70% say whomever is the next senator from Ohio, get in line with Donald Trump. Interesting. Then there is this story. We're going to go over to New York. Another Democrat hellscape. Survey reveals only half of New Yorkers plan to stay in the Democrat-run city. You know, these things come out, and I fail to grasp how we should be worried about it's a dead heat. Trump and Biden are tied. In no world is that the case. In no world. In no real-ville world. Only half of New Yorkers plan to stay in the city. According to a survey of more than 6,600 New York City households, I'm chuckling not because it's funny. It's freaking tragic. And you're going to hear from Shark Tank's Kevin O'Leary from the O'Leary Group. Again, this is a guy who's not a Trump fan, who says take Donald Trump out of what is going on. We are watching America's death. In real time. And it is frightening. Why is everyone so happy, unhappy rather, in New York City when they're getting exactly what they voted for? True. Unhappy, these Democrats certainly are, especially compared to 7 years ago. Only 39% of those polled, 6,600 households, say they were happy with the level of public safety in their neighborhood. But wait a minute, Eric Adams just came out as the mayor. And he said, I mean, not his sexual abuse, we'll talk about those charges another time, I'm sure. He's talking about how great and safe and wonderful it is in New York City. Oh, come. Really? Hells no. Only 39% say they're content with the state of public education. Only 34% are satisfied with their neighborhood's cleanliness. Pay attention to what's going on in the garbage sector of your community. And I'm not talking about liberal neighbors. I'm talking specifically about pride. About your city government making it a priority to clean up, to present to the outward world the image of success. That's what cleanliness is, a projection of pride in oneself or one's environment. In my Democrat hellscape, which is Pittsburgh, it's garbage central. Look around. When asked, how would you rate the quality of life in New York City overall? Only 29.8% said excellent or good. That is down from 51.2% in 2017 and 50.9% in 2008. As you can imagine, safety a major issue. When asked to rate how safe or unsafe you feel riding a subway during the day, 49% said they felt safe during the day. The day, that's a catastrophic drop from 82% just in 2017. Well, now, you don't have to be a rock star to figure out what is going on. Democrat governance sucks. It's smoke and mirrors. It's bells and whistles. It's based on fear. It's based on feelings. It's not based in quality. It's not about results. It's not about safety. It's not about any of that. It's about a few people believing that they should be in charge. And you should vote for them because you always have. That's changing. We're watching it in Ohio. Senator Sherrod Brown, get ready, my man, because it kind of feels like MAG is coming for you. Quick time out. Kevin O'Leary with the truth bombs on CNN next. So this is the United States of America under siege. It's basically what we're talking about today. And it really is. This is the autopiloting of your life. And see, they need you asleep. They need you afraid. They need you disconnected, discombobulated. They need you inconvenienced, broke, desperate. They need you broken to be able to swoop in and do it again. Now, you're not going to let that happen. I'm not going to let that happen. And the challenge, I think, inherently, is us grabbing people in our orbits and waking them up. Pay attention. Pay attention. Pay attention to what's going on against Donald Trump. It's everything that the Democrats say MAGA is all about. Threat to democracy. They're going to go after their political opponents. They're going to rule dictatorially. They're going to introduce tyranny into these United States. It's already here. I mean, come on. I just look at this headline from Breitbart. Impossible for Trump to post bond covering $454 million civil fraud judgment. Just watch what they're doing to one person. Because he was the guy that interrupted the plan. They hate you because you made it happen. And that is why they are going after the January Sixers like this. I think by extension, they're the closest thing to punching at because we disrupted the overall strategy. It is impossible for former President Donald Trump to post a bond covering the full amount of his $454 million civil fraud judgment while he appeals, his lawyers told a New York appellate court Monday. His lawyers wrote in a court filing that, quote, obtaining an appeal bond in the full amount of the judgment is not possible under the circumstances presented. With interest, Trump owes $456.8 million. Well, what did he do? He didn't do anything. He's rich. He's married to a beautiful woman. He loves this country. His family is reputable, good people, respectful, responsible people. And Donald Trump is winning. And the left hates that. And so does the rhino right. Hate it. So they're going to do everything in their power to destroy him. Once you see enough pattern of destruction, it's only logical to look inside and say, when am I next? When am I the next one rounded up? What's to stop the IRS from coming after me and making my life miserable? And now these very curious Supreme Court proceedings where you have a justice who believes that there should be government intervention when it comes to matters of free speech. That's a cruise control lane I don't want to be in. It's time to exit. Where is the off-ramp? Stat. I was intrigued by Kevin O'Leary. Now, he speaks as a Shark Tank personality, as a very successful multimillionaire, innovator, entrepreneur, investor, what have you. He speaks fiscally, but he also speaks commonsensically. You do not have to have a lot of money to understand the role of money in your life. And what he sees, not just in his beloved New York City, but in his beloved America, are war games. And the big loser is America. We have a couple audio sound bites for you. And I think it's very interesting when he sits down with CNN and these two women on CNN. One is the host. She's been on with him before. I forget her name. Another is just some white college-educated liberal woman who embodies everything that is so unfortunate about the left, I think. She thinks it's perfectly reasonable with no harm done to anybody. Nobody who lost any money. Nobody was a victim of any kind of fraud. In fact, Donald Trump really not even found guilty of anything other than being Donald Trump. That's what he was found guilty of. And then being forced to pay half of $1 billion just so he can appeal, because that is the structure this wacko Judge Engoron, who likes to take selfies with his shirt off, right? This is what he decided. Because this makes sense. But Donald Trump is the one going after his political opponents. Got it. Three audio sound bites that I think they're stunning. Because you hear in Kevin O'Leary's voice true alarm. This isn't some hit. He's not promoting a book. He doesn't need the FaceTime. He's genuinely scared for America. Audio soundbite number one, Kevin O'Leary, CNN. This is not about Donald Trump, he says, and he's right. Listen.
I don't think this case is about Trump anymore. I think this case is about New York. It's about the American brand. It's about what we promised the world in terms of fairness and justice and investing capital in a country that's built the largest economy on earth. Forfeiture, seizing of assets. Is that in our nomenclature in America? Is that what we tell people that want to bring their money here and protect property rights? Forget about Trump. Nothing to do with Trump. You think this is good for business in New York? You think this is good for business in America? To take a law that we use to protect people against buying refrigerators at an overpriced value decades ago and apply it against an individual and then talk about seizing assets like he was in Venezuela or in Cuba? This is very, very, very bad look for New York. And everybody around the world is watching this. This may be great for this Attorney General, but this is not good for America.
No, you don't. You're not hearing him. You're not. And the smug woman next to you who's smiling as though she's got some great secret she's keeping, right? It's very distasteful. If you can imagine in your mind's eye, if you're listening, there are images three in a row. The news host in the middle, O'Leary to the right, and this other hack on the left who's smirking. Do you think we're playing games? Do you think it's funny? Do you think it's funny to try to cripple somebody financially because you disagree with him politically? Because he kicked your ass and you know he's going to kick your ass again? Is that funny to you? Because it's not funny. In East Palestine, Ohio, the people there live on freaking pins and needles about what's going to happen in their future. Because they can't sell their property. They can't move. Nobody would buy it. Why? Because some schmuck decided to light it up and destroy the water, the air, and the soil. You think it's funny? So then Kevin O'Leary continues, why isn't Donald Trump's property sufficient collateral? Well, that's what she's going to ask him. Why isn't this? Listen, it's maddening and his dismantling is beautiful. Go.
But in terms of the valuation, can you be clear as to why? I mean, why would the properties not be sufficient collateral?
What a great message to send out all around the world. Take a claim where there was no monies lost. There was no fraud here in the context of actually people losing money. Deutsche Bank, who made the loan, was made whole. And let's make a penalty of $500 million against a crime, apparently, where no monies were lost. Great message for New York. Great message for America. Bring your capital because we'll protect your property. I think that was a statement that would be much better made sometime in Venezuela. I'm not kidding. That's a scary, scary message.
Scary message. Now the liberal hack on the far left is giggling and she wants to jump in. She's got some rock star analysis of what's really going on here. And O'Leary has nothing to do with it. Prepare for the evisceration. Go.
And by the way, there are no
again,
such thing
the
as
laws
half a
exist
billion
to
dollar
protect
bonds.
The marketplace.
There are no $500 million bonds. Never been done before. Never. This law has never been applied. Forget about Trump. Nothing to do with Trump. Everything to do about America and the New York brand. I love this state. My children live here. A horrible message to everybody around the world watching this. Absolutely horrific.
Well, wait, Kevin, but hold on a second. Kevin,
Trump
what would
be gone one day. This attorney general will be gone one day. And this is what you want to tell
voice,
people around the world.
And it won't be talked
this
over.
Is how we
Kevin
treat
O'Leary,
money in America.
I would like to
this
hear what you have to say, but
America.
What are you doing?
It's not America.
But
what are you doing? I'm telling you what's going on. And you want to dance around the fire and tell me that it's not burning you? Do you have any idea? Because they'll come for you too. This has been the plan all along. Letitia James. This is what her goal was. This is what she ran on dark money funded woman. I want to play for you. I mean, listen to this. This is just 25 seconds of basically Letitia James being triggered anti-Donald Trump. And it begins with these words, hard to make out, so I'm going to tell you. Somebody shouting out to Letitia James, please sue him for us. Listen to this.
Will you sue him for us?
Oh, we're going to definitely sue him. We're going to be a real pain in the ass. I will never be afraid to challenge this illegitimate president.
We need to focus on Donald Trump. We need to follow his money.
What is fueling my soul right now is Trump.
Illegitimate.
Isn't it terrible to be a liberal? No wonder they're so miserable. No wonder they have that face on all the time. No wonder my oldest son wants to leave Pennsylvania and go somewhere where perhaps the women are a little warmer. And so's the climate. This is the focus. How can you hate one individual so much? And try to use that hatred as your campaign and think that we're not onto you. It's gross. When we come back, MAGA on offense. So while all this is going on, Donald Trump files a lawsuit against one news hack in particular. We'll tell you who and whom Republicans are encouraged to boycott. Coming up next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network. You know, it's frustrating to deal with unreasonable people. I remember when I was little, I had a contentious relationship with my father. It was usually because of me. I pushed every button and stretched every limit. And he was a disciplinarian, and I got what I got. I mean, I deserved what I got. But I remember him saying, it's okay to disagree, Wendy, but you cannot disagree disagreeably, because then you lose people. They don't listen to you. They don't pay attention. You don't connect. So if you're going to have a disagreement with somebody, make sure you do it respectfully so you don't lose them before you share your message. I agree. Donald Trump has every reason to disagree disagreeably and to fight back and to be so angry at everything. And I'm constantly amazed at how he is just so predictably even keel. There's no up, down, ins and outs. It's just very steady, the course. And so you have to laugh when you read that he's suing George Stephanopoulos for lying and saying that he was found guilty of sexually assaulting E. Jean Carroll, who, like Christine Blasey Ford, had verbatim recollections 35 years later of some ill somebody did to them, right? Which gives every victim of assault a bad name. So here's your headline, Breitbart. Nancy Mace, remember Nancy Mace was sitting there talking with George Stephanopoulos? And he was talking about Donald Trump. He's been accused of this. He's been found guilty of that. And Nancy Mace came out and she said, you know, I'm a survivor of rape. And it feels to me like you're shaming me into not supporting Donald Trump and MAGA and using this quote unquote $90 million lawfare judgment against him, even though he was never found guilty of physically doing anything to E. Jean Carroll. He just made a judge butthurt. And so, like Judge Engoron, this particular judge whacked him with $90 million. And George Stephanopoulos tried to shame her about that. And she's like, look, George, you're not going to do that, bro. It is disgusting that you're making me feel like this. Have you ever been raped? I hope not. Well, Republicans now, Nancy Mace says, should boycott ABC News until George Stephanopoulos is held accountable for being a liar. So the Republican from South Carolina, Nancy Mace, said Republicans should avoid all interviews with ABC News as former President Donald Trump sues anchor George Stephanopoulos and the network for defamation. Right on. How is this guy bogged down with all of this court crap and still able to fire off offensive shots. As Breitbart News reported on Tuesday, the former president filed a defamation suit against Stephanopoulos and ABC News after the anchor said in an interview with Nancy Mace that Trump had been, quote, held liable by a jury for the rape and defamation of E. Jean Carroll. Now, the incident occurred during Stephanopoulos' interview with Mace, March 10th. Stephanopoulos, I can never say his stupid name, said during the interview, judges and two separate juries have found him liable for rape and for defaming the victim of that rape. How do you square your endorsement of Donald Trump with the testimony we just saw? Well, Trump's attorney, Alejandro Brito, said in a 20-page complaint that Stephanopoulos made the false statements with actual malice or with reckless disregard for the truth, which would be the standards for defamation. Indeed, the jury expressly found that plaintiff Trump did not commit rape, and as demonstrated below, defendant George Stephanopoulos was aware of the jury's finding in this regard, yet still falsely stated otherwise. In a statement Tuesday, Nancy Mace said Republicans should boycott ABC News until Stephanopoulos gets held accountable for his words. Quote, Bob Iger needs to get control of ABC News, she said. Actions like this are the reason Americans have lost trust in the press. ABC leadership should hold George Stephanopoulos accountable immediately for intentionally lying about Donald Trump during our interview or pay a steep price for his actions. Now, I agree with all of this, of course. I agree with all of it. They are so used to being the propaganda wing of the establishment beltway ruling class of government that is encompassing Republicans and Democrats, that they lie with abandon, with no shame, right? I mean, honestly. How many times has Tony Fauci lied under oath? How many times has Chris Wray lied under oath? How many times did Hunter Biden being deposed by the House Judiciary? How many times did he lie under oath? So we're getting to this point where the media need not tell the truth. They can do whatever the hell they want, get away with it. And if you decide to lie in a court of law or in an official proceeding, and you're a Democrat or you're covering for a Democrat, it's cool. It's not cool. The good news is I stopped watching ABC a long time ago. I pulled the plug on all of these outfits 8 years ago. I have not watched one single complete broadcast. I've watched a snippet here and a snippet there specifically for the purposes of mocking them mercilessly the next day. Why are you still watching? Because honestly, have you gotten anything from these people that is better than what you get now, places like this? Of course not. The first hour of the program has come to a rapid conclusion. That does not mean we are not ramping up for much more, because coming up in hour number two of the Wendy Bell Radio program, I'm going to drop a truth bomb on you. I know it's totally crazy, right? Did you know that people who have guns equal criminals thinking twice about committing crimes? What? There's a correlation between an armed electorate and a safe one? I know! It's crazy! I got it for you next on the Wendy Bell Radio Network.